Now for our story. Tonight, Aunt Mary's farmhouse was dark and still. But in her bedroom, where the white moonlight spilled through the window open to the clean night air, Aunt Mary lay awake, thinking.
The house feels so peaceful around me tonight. I've lived under this roof so many happy years since Randolph brought me here as a bride. How exciting those first weeks were in my own house. And then when Randy was born. The way the whole feeling changed having a baby. A baby boy. Randolph, so proud. How scared I was. A baby looked so tiny. And then watching Randy grow up. Those first nights over 20 years ago, after we got the telegram that Randolph had been killed overseas, the house became empty, lonely. Even Randy's being here wasn't much help at first. Then, all the familiar things began to have a meaning again. The clock, because Randolph's hands had touched it so many hundred times. The books he read, the pictures he'd helped me choose. They all began to comfort me somehow. Yes, and now young Randy's home again. From another war, safe at home. And Peggy's grown up, a young woman. If only everything could stay as it is. But I know there'll be changes. There have to be. Peggy's coming marriage, it worries me so. And yet, what can I do? She loves Bill Meade, but whether Bill gets custody of that baby of his or not, Peggy's promised Nicholas to marry him. I don't dare interfere. I can only pray it'll come out right for her. No matter how much you want to, you can't always protect people. When I think of Dale, so unhappy about Lefty, I feel so helpless. It was wonderful having Dell here. But in a way, it was a disappointment, too. I'd been so sure somehow. It seemed as if there must be some connection between Lisa and Wakefield. That she was tied up with something here some way. But I was wrong. Dell talked to Lisa. She would have known if there was anything in it. No, I was wrong.
But Aunt Mary had not been wrong. Her feeling that Lisa Fenner was connected with Wakefield was only too right, although there was no way for her to know this, since Del Shipley had given the young dancer her solemn promise to keep Lisa's story a secret, to tell no one that Lisa had relinquished her baby son to another woman. Lisa, who at this moment in her dressing room at the Golden Peacock, gently releases herself from her husband's embrace.
You do love me. I knew it. Oh, darling, everything's right again now. But why did you try to deceive me? It couldn't work. You see, when it came right down to it, you couldn't let me go.
I tried so hard. I didn't want to show it, Lance, but then when I saw you going through the door, leaving, I couldn't help calling you back.
And thank heaven you did. Another minute and I'd have been gone. I'm afraid that would have ended it, Lisa. I wouldn't have come back again.
I know. And when that door closed, I couldn't stand the thought of you walking away.
Oh, darling.
Oh, sweetheart.
We've wasted so much time. If only you'd given in before, when I went to see you at Lily's apartment. Why did you send me away then, Lisa?
Seemed the best thing to do.
But why? You knew you loved me.
I was afraid we'd never be able to forget so many things that...
But now, you've changed your mind, haven't you?
I'm not sure, Lance. They're still there, all the bad things. There's no way to erase them.
Oh, Lisa, you're wrong. We can forget everything that's happened since we haven't been together. It'll be just as if the time had never existed.
I wonder if it's possible.
It is, Lisa. Believe me. Why, I've forgotten already.
Perhaps my memory's better than yours, then.
You'll forget, too. as soon as we begin living in the present, it'll all blot out. We'll pretend we just started at this moment. Everything will be bright and new.
But...
no buts. No ifs. You've got to believe it. To know our love is strong enough to carry through from the past to the future. Lisa, I promise. I'll never question you about anything you've done since we separated. We won't talk about it. I don't care what you've done.
What I've done? What do you mean, Lance?
Just that knowing you the way I do, I know you couldn't have done anything which would matter. Nothing which could possibly make a difference between you and me.
Oh, Lance, don't be so sure.
But I am.
You mustn't be.
Don't try to discourage me, darling. It's impossible now that I know you love me. It's all that matters.
Lance, just because I've admitted I love you, that still doesn't mean...
it means that nothing in the world will ever separate us. We're together again. Lisa and Lance Fenner. We're a team, Lisa. This is a lifetime partnership. It's a contract with no options. Don't look so scared, sweetheart.
But I am.
Why?
I am.
Why? There's nothing to be afraid of now.
Isn't there? Lance, if anything went wrong now, it'd be so much worse after this.
But nothing will go wrong, I tell you. Nothing can. Now, why don't you relax? I'm in charge from now on. We've got big plans for us. But I don't want to talk about them here. Let's clear out.
Lance, I haven't even put on my makeup.
All right. Make yourself beautiful, darling. You and I are going places.
Going places?
You bet we are. We're going to have music, flowers, champagne. We're going to celebrate. Now, hurry.
Oh, Lance, maybe I'd better just go home. I'm tired. I want to think all this over.
No. That's been the trouble. We've done too much thinking. From now on, we're going to let our hearts guide us instead of our brains.
I'm not sure that works.
Well, let's try it and see. We'll go out somewhere by the lake. I've rented a car and...
you mean... you were that sure of me?
I was sure of myself. From my knowledge of you... now, get your hat on. I don't want to waste a minute. This is an occasion, you know. Come on now, smile. Or better still, let me hear you laugh. I don't believe I've heard you really laugh since long before we said goodbye in San Francisco.
I don't feel very much like laughing.
Please, try.
Oh, Lance.
Ah, that's it. That's what I like to hear. Oh, Lisa, I love you, baby. Oh, nuts to it. Let it ring.
I'll have to answer it. Hello? Oh, yes, Dale. Yes, Lily left a little while ago. I guess she went home. Did you have a good time at Aunt Mary's? That's good. Oh, well, I was just going to leave, Dale. I want to see you, of course, but couldn't it wait until morning? Oh. Oh, yes, Dale. I understand. All right, then. I'll be up in a few minutes. Yes. Goodbye.
Well, what was that all about?
It was Del Shipley.
The boss?
Yes.
But why does she have to see him now? Can't be that important. Probably just something about the act.
I don't know, Lance. She said it couldn't wait.
But that's crazy. It's late. I don't see why she had...
she sounded very urgent, as if something had gone wrong. I'm sorry. You'd better go. I don't want to keep you waiting. It may take a long time.
Oh, no, sweetheart. I'll wait if it takes all night. I've waited so long now. Another hour or two won't stop me.
Well, all right.
And tell her to make it fast. Tell her you've got a jealous husband now. And he can't spare a minute of your time. Tell her that from now on, we're a team again. And nothing in the world can come between us.
But Lisa Fenner was worried, uneasy as she went back to Del Shipley's office. There'd been a note in Del's voice, a solemnity, which frightened her.